Nurse midwives have delivered babies in the Ohio Valley for nearly 100 years. But as Mary Meehan reports, that traditional practice is getting a new push with the opening of a clinic at the University of Kentucky.
That new furniture smell lingers in the clinic bathed in earth tones, but the waiting room is already full. Nurse midwife Joanne Burris walks briskly, her sensible clogs a counterpoint to the smooth jazz filling the air.
Hello, I'm Joanne.
Nice to meet you.
Inside exam room 3, Emily and Jonathan Robertson wait to hear the heartbeat of their unborn baby.
That's part of the appointment.
Yeah.
Every time.
Hyden, Kentucky, home of the Frontier Nursing Service, was the start of the American nurse midwife in the 1920s. Now transformed into the Frontier Nursing University, it educates 30% of America's midwives. Still, dad-to-be Jonathan needed some convincing at first. But now he says,
we look at it as something that's natural. We don't look at it as a medical problem. It's something that's natural.
Nearly a century ago, Frontier nurses famously visited patients on horseback. Today, 97% of midwives are affiliated with hospitals, and overall they deliver 12% of the nation's vaginal births. Emily says it's the personal attention that matters.
When I call, they listen to every little concern I have, even if it's just like a weird pain, you know. They'll be like, it's okay, this is normal, or hey, this is not normal, you know, you need to come in.
Joanne Burris understands why women want something different.
My first birth was natural birth. I felt very disempowered. I felt really, it was fairly traumatic for me. With the second birth, I wanted a new experience.
Burris was so inspired by her own second birth experience, she quit a job she loved and went back to school. She's been a midwife for 7 months.
When I felt the calling to become a nurse midwife, I felt like I was being obedient to my higher power, who I call God. And I feel like that has been confirmed over and over again. And sometimes I find myself having to blink back tears in a birth because I realize this is why I was supposed to be here. It makes me cry now. It's a privilege. It's very much an honor to be able to hold space for a woman while she becomes a mother.
A space more women seek as a traditional practice gets new life. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Lexington, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition and is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU. You can find this story and other stories from the Ohio Valley Resource, from the WEKU Newsroom and Kentucky Public Radio when you visit our website at weku.fm.